Welcome back to Otaku Puppy Podcast. Back this week with another OVA review for you guys. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope you guys are having a great Tuesday, actually. And hope you guys had a great weekend as well. And hope your Monday also went well. So, yeah. Sorry there's no podcast up on Monday. I just had a busy weekend. Forgot to watch anything. And so I didn't watch this OVA until Monday. Plus, I had to kind of track it down. It wasn't easy to kind of find. So, yeah, here we are. And here we are back with the review. So, yeah, let's jump right into it. The OVA review for this week is the anime Steady Study, which is based off of the OVA called, based off of the visual novel game called Steady Study, which I just found out is also on PS2. Japanese PS2 to be exact, but I have one of those, and so I will be tracking this game down. Hopefully I'll be able to find it. So that's my next mission, is to grab that. So yeah, Study is, it looks like a visual novel, and it's just about your main character. I didn't even catch the name because I watched it raw, so there was no subtitle, so it's just the anime. But you have your main character, typical visual novel. And it's just about showing, kind of showing him interacting with the different female characters. There's some stuff taking place at the school. They're doing this like weird singing practice thing. Or like, you know how when singers are told to like kind of practice their voice or like warm up their vocal cords or whatnot. That's what this is. They're on the roof of the school and are sort of just like doing the whole humming thing where they're like warming up vocal cords and all that kind of stuff, and it's interesting. Doesn't really go anywhere, but it's interesting, I guess. And then we kind of jump to them at the school, them kind of doing thing. One of the female characters, she seems a bit odd. There's always the one odd character in there. She seems to be that one. There is one side character, which was a male friend of his, of the main character. He pops in for like a minute doing something. And then we also fast forward to, them leaving the school. The girls are out in the rain and they're kind of trying to figure out how to get home in the rain. He pops up, kind of does the chivalrous thing, helps them get to where they're going. But yeah, overall, it felt like a bunch of like random clips from the visual novel. Like if they had just taken, animated clips from the visual novel and made into the anime. That's what it felt like. There's not a lot to it, to be completely honest. It didn't flow very well. It was just kind of, here's the characters and here they are interacting with each other, and this is kind of what it is. And for that it was fine. I don't mind watching these like hard to find OVAs. I find it kind of cool, to be completely honest. So yeah, it is on YouTube. I will link it below, because it's going to be hard to find. We do want to watch it. It's not easy. So I will link it below. So you guys can watch it there. And yeah, that is a really short review this week. Well, that's because this was pretty short. It's 24 minutes long. But there's not much to it, to be completely honest. It's just them interacting, doing different things. But no real story is being told. Just the interaction. And again, it's a visual novel. So take that for what it is when you watch it, because you can tell the interactions are just him interacting with this girl, him interacting with this girl, him interacting with this girl, this one, this one, this one, and it's sort of different routes you can tell. You can tell the way it's working. If you've played a visual novel, then you know what to expect. So yeah, that pretty much covers it. So sorry for the review being so short, but you have this to be ramble so long, so that's a bonus for you guys. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. As always, I appreciate the support. Hopefully this year will be a big year for the podcast. And yeah, don't forget to check out the links below. If you want to hit the support button, you can. And if you do, then leave me a voice message. Let me know you support the podcast. And leave me an anime to review, whether it be good, bad, or somewhere in the middle. Just remember to keep it 26 episodes or less. Dubbed or sub is fine. And I don't mind watching things the non-legal way, so that's also fine with me. And yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. So yeah, until next time, I'll be back next week with another MA News hour for you guys. And so, yeah, until then, Maho out.